Don't go all go at one time.
Yeah. Thoughts about making the Pro Bowl?
Oh, man, it's an honor. It's definitely an honor. It's always an honor. I mean, anytime that, you know, people take the time out of their busy schedules to, you know, vote for you, and especially, you know, when it comes to, you know, as much as I appreciate the fans, because, you know, I'm not a big name player at all, but, you know, especially my peers and other coaches, I mean, for them to take the time and really, you know, the people who really study the game and watch the game and say, you know, they think that I'm, you know, good enough player to represent this, you know, conference, I really appreciate that, and I'm honored by that.
Does it ever get old? I mean, you've been a couple times, and you see some of the young fellas who get a chance to go for the first time. Does it ever be like, eh?
Okay. No, I mean, it never gets old. I mean, you definitely set particular goals for yourself. You want to play, you know, good football, and you want to feel like you're doing a good job at your position, and the competitive nature within you. You always want to, you know, be considered one of the best, or something like that. But you know, again, it's a lot of opinion about a lot of different people. You know, I'm sure people have different opinions about who's what and other. I'll let those people cast those opinions, but I really appreciate, you know, appreciate the fact that people took their time out to vote for me, and I'm honored by that.
Do you think it's more, at your position, at least, reputation plays more of a role in the deciding factor than
that other? I can't say that. I do believe that there are some flaws in the voting process, but I don't want to get into that because that's a, you know, huge debate in itself. But, you know, I think that there's a lot of good football players. There's never going to be enough spots for all the guys who deserve to go. There's more guys who deserve to go than there's enough spots. But the say reputation, if a guy gets in on reputation, I think that's a far stretch, because you're talking about a lot of people who pay close attention to the game, not just the fans. I'm talking about other players, coaches. I mean, and those people are very critical, and they know how important this is. So I think the fact that they, you know, that they look at the game in a different light, and the fact that they would vote for anybody is, you know, I think that says a lot. And you can't always put that into other different, you know, aspects. I think sometimes people get judged on the fact that they played at a high level, and maybe they, you know, people get kind of bored with people playing the same, you know, every year, and they want somebody new, and they want to see different faces. But I think the fact that people who really pay attention to the game voted those people in there, I think that's an honor, and it's that in itself should have a lot of credit to it.
It's been a little bit since you've seen Buffalo. What has, you know, they've kind of been through a stretch of losing and winning. What do you see from this defense now?
Well, you know, they've changed. You know, they've definitely changed. They've lost a couple of players that were there early on, but they, personnel-wise, they haven't changed in the fact that they have. Now, some of those younger guys who weren't playing as much earlier, and they're playing a lot more now, they're a very physical group. They still are doing a great job in turning people over, getting the ball, making scores off of those mistakes from other teams. So that in itself, they haven't changed. You know, defensively, they really depend on their defense. And so that's, you can tell there's going to be an emphasis on their part to make sure their defense is, you know, up to par. And they've done a great job with that.
You guys have a pretty simple scenario. You win, you get the number one seed. Is that at all a tangible, you know, goal that is meaningful to you guys this week?
I mean, I think the fact of winning in itself is enough for us. I mean, I think that's motivation enough. You know, I think that we as a football team don't ever want to go in a football game or ever on a football field and not give our best. And I think that in itself is good enough for us.
Getting here as late as you did, what was your expectations for the season?
I mean, I think the expectations of anybody in this locker room is, you know, try to do everything you can to be the best when it's all said and done. You know, you take that step by step, but I think that, you know, nobody comes here with limited expectations of themselves, because I don't think it's going to be allowed here. Yeah, definitely it's not allowed here.
Has the transition gone as smooth as it looked?
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a good ride so far.
With the offensive line in particular, I mean, motto here is you got to step up and be ready. I mean, there's been, you know, White missed a game,
right?
I missed a bunch. It's a little different here, maybe walking the walk versus, you know what I mean, versus talking the talk.
You know, yeah, I mean, I think that there's a lot of places that probably may or may not have handled what we've, you know, had to go through up front as well. And I think that it has a lot to do with the environment here. I think it has a lot to do with the way the organization's been built, that you've, over the years, you've seen a lot of players that you've never heard of all of a sudden show up and do well. And I think it has a lot to do with the way the coaches coach and, you know, the way the players take, you know, preparation seriously. So I can definitely say that I've, you know, been around places. I've been on different teams where a lot of people would have been in frantic or panic situations had they had to deal with some of the things we've had to deal with this year.